Here's a thought about the dedicated and the gifted. You know, a lot of photographers tell me they want to make money with their photographs. They want to sell them. I understand that. Photography is an expensive undertaking. Cameras, travel, computers, darkrooms, etc. All of that costs money, and it's only natural that a lot of photographers want to recuperate some of that money by selling their photographs. But as a friend of mine pointed out, only a sort of self-deluded amateur golfer would think they could make money by playing golf. If you're a professional athlete, what does that mean? Well, it means probably that it's your full-time occupation. You do it, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week. You do it all day long. You don't have another job that you have to go to that gets in the way of golf. Golf is your job. And even if you dedicate your life to golf 7 days a week, you'd better have some talent in order to succeed at it and really make some money. So the idea of making money with photography always seems like an odd one to me, because fundamentally, don't most of us engage photography as some sort of fun, as some sort of recreation? We do photography because we enjoy it, not because we think it's a means to making a living. Sure, it'd be nice to recuperate some of our expenses by occasionally selling a print or something like that. But if we're really serious about selling photography, that would change just about everything and probably squeeze the fun right out of it. So that becomes the more, I think, motivating question about what's important to you. Is it more important for you to have fun with your photography, or is it more important that you turn your photography into some sort of career that puts bread on the table? Those are two completely different approaches.